This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. What's in a name? Well, just ask a certain NFL team from Washington, D.C. Wait a minute. We don't need to do that. We can look in our own backyard. Case in point, the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. With the imminent consolidation of UT Pan American and UT Brownsville, the new UTRGV is in need of a mascot, and already the front runner in the process has been the target of so much controversy, there's an online petition demanding the resignation of the school's new president. What to do, what to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to ask Pauline Strong to join us. She is professor of anthropology at UT Austin, home of the Longhorns, but more importantly, perhaps she's director of the Humanities Institute, and she's written extensively on the representation and appropriation of cultural symbols and identities. Thanks so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So last week, the UT System's Board of Regents voted in favor of Vaqueros, the Spanish word for cowboys, for this new school down in South Texas. Some folks aren't happy about this decision, saying it's culturally insensitive. How is this culturally insensitive? What's the argument?
The argument is that when you name a team after a group of people, you subject them to possible caricature. So we see that with the Washington Redskins, which is a derogatory name. So it's very different from Vaqueros.
See, now, this is interesting because I think a lot of people hear the word Vaqueros and they think there is an effort to be culturally sensitive. I mean, to take into account the history of the region. It's, you know, not an English word, Vaquero. Why not lean toward that side of the argument? Why does the other side, or why would the other argument trump the argument that this is not culturally insensitive at all? It's quite the opposite.
I don't think it necessarily trumps it. As an anthropologist, I'm interested in the different points of view.
Oh, okay.
And trying to understand where they come from. So the president, in choosing Vaqueros, is trying to do honor to the region. And so those who think it's a good name point to that. Those who are concerned about it have a number of reasons, but one that they point to is the possibility of ethnic stereotyping, as we've seen with American Indian mascots.
I think that there is a suspicion among some that the claims that certain names or certain mascots are culturally insensitive may not be as sincere as they're portrayed. And for instance, in the case of Vaqueros, there are many people who would like to see the existing mascots from the schools that are coming together here be used in some way. And that by opposing Vaqueros, even if there is a legitimate argument against calling them the Vaqueros, really what they're trying to do is find an in, you know, to support their preference.
Well, it's always difficult when there's a merger of schools, yeah, to come up with a mascot. If you choose one of the old mascots, people from the other school feel marginalized or excluded. And if you choose a new one, people think that a much-loved tradition is being lost. People really identify with their mascot, and also often with a experience that they really treasure. College days or sports games or very good relationships.
Why not just call them the Fireballs and be done with it? I mean, how important is it to have a terrific name for a mascot?
Well, having some kind of name is important because the mascot helps to consolidate an identity. And so people really do identify with the name and the mascot because it stands for their relationship to the group of people in this particular school. So having a mascot's very important. Exactly what it is doesn't necessarily matter, but it can be the wrong one.
You know, okay.
There can be mascots that really lead people in the wrong direction.
Pauline Strong is professor of anthropology at UT Austin. She's also director of the Humanities Institute at UT Austin. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.